Welcome to the Changeover Podcast, hosted by Wider Group, an industrial marketing and sales growth agency. It's our mission to give sales and marketing teams at industrial organizations the fuel to grow and prosper within today's unique and changing landscape. I'm Frank Iska. Today, we're diving into a website transformation story with ESOP partners Eric Strebe. We'll explore how they retooled their user experience to drive qualified leads and support stronger growth. Let's get started. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks, Frank.
So if we think back to the old website and what your website was doing to educate your prospective buyers.
See, when we looked at our website, things felt good. We had a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of people stopping in learning.
Absolutely. We're experts in what we do. We're known in our industry, and we built our website to showcase that.
Yeah.
Right? We took our expertise, we put it out there, and people were looking at it. What we found is we couldn't correlate many closed sales to a journey within our website.
Yeah. There's a lot of technical details there, but to your point, it was missing that connection, getting people to a stage where they're feeling comfortable to reach out to your team. It was a great education platform and vehicle, but it didn't get them to that next step.
Exactly.
So we saw an opportunity. You know, we had done multiple facelifts with your website to evolve the design over the years, helped with some branding things, but we needed to step back and focus on the strategy. And that's where we saw the biggest opportunity was really thinking through what are the different entry points for your different prospective buyers, whether they're an existing ESOP company, learning how you can benefit them from an administration standpoint, or someone that's, hey, I don't know exactly what an ESOP is, but I'm intrigued. And we got to create that credibility and trust. So we knew you had really great content, but how do we get them over the hump of, okay, I'm ready to talk to your sales team and help me validate if this is a viable solution.
We've had a longstanding relationship. So I'd love to take credit on selling this, but realistically, I really didn't need to. I mean, what I really appreciate about working with you and your team is the business case that you put forth when you come with a recommendation, right? There's thought put behind it. We can get more quality leads and ultimately help more people. Let's make this a priority.
Yeah,
spot on. And that's what we did.
And we allowed data to tell the story. You know, we saw a lot of first-time visitors come on the site, not as many repeat visitors, and that was largely from the blog. Yeah. That was the powerhouse as far as bringing in traffic. But we didn't have a great way to get them funneled from that blog page and specific articles to your core capabilities. And some of that was we were missing some things. So depending on where they are in the journey, what are we greeting them with to guide them through their journey and make it very easy? So a key thing we did is we changed up your architecture, and it felt a little bit weird to lead with this section all about ESOPs versus getting in your capabilities, which we led with before. So we went into it with that standpoint, and something we were missing on the old site as well was not a very clear SEO strategy. We had a lot of keywords we were targeting through content, but we were missing that intent of where people were and depending on their journey, what they're looking for. So did some really good mapping of intention around certain phrases to guide them to a relevant page or set of pages in their journey. So we've seen some incredible things, and we're going to get into results.
You know, it's unique in what we do. I tell people ESOPs are like snowflakes. Every single one is different, right? And the reason for that is everyone's path is different. Everyone's goals and objectives are different. And I think our old site led people down one path, and it was essentially, here's our expertise, right? Mm-hmm. I think when we looked at what's important when we're talking to prospects, it's to acknowledge everyone's starting in a different place. It goes back to that context I talked about before. That was our biggest concern.
Yeah.
Was we want to provide the context and we want to shape the journey. And we want to be able to start that journey from whatever starting point this interested party was at.
Exactly. And those insights about your key personas and the pain points that they're dealing with, the key information that they need in the sales process, that was fundamental to how we approached not only the structure of the site, but how we enhanced the content on certain pages. The prior site, we covered off on the basics. We checked the boxes of, this is the key information about your capabilities, your services, but it didn't go further enough to tell the story and connect with, hey, we know you might be experiencing these things. Here's how we can help. Here's how an ESOP can be a vehicle to equip you with what you're trying to solve for. So that's, I think, a lot of where the magic happened. And part of that was we changed something to give people a better conversion path.
When I look at this project, I think the thought process was, we're not going to be able to gauge a success for at least a few months.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to gauge it based on results.
We had hoped that we could see a pretty quick, indication of results, but yeah, it's sometimes you got to be patient.
Yeah. Right. And the sample size has to be large enough, right?
Exactly. So give it time.
Yeah. Let's see what data comes in. But in reality, what happened was, I guess I would have to describe it as a barrage, but it was a lot of immediate feedback. So right around the time we kicked the website off, mm-hmm. And put it out there for the public to see, we were at an industry conference.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and I think I called you afterwards and said, hey, Frank, you're never going to believe this. I mean, we had numerous people come up to us and compliment us on our website.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Absolutely. And it continued when we got back from the conference. We would be speaking with prospects on the phone, and they would talk about our website. And I'm not talking every once in a while. I mean, mm-hmm. This is continuing to happen.
Yeah.
What people are appreciating is, I think you said it before, it's the journey we're bringing them on, mm-hmm. right? It's, I had one gentleman tell me, it's like you knew what the next question that I was going to ask was.
Yeah.
Right?
Very cool.
Yeah. And I guess I'd like to ask you, right? We've talked about this a lot, but I've never really asked you, how did you build that? Right. So you talk to us about the types of questions and the journey that people go through. But I feel like you've hit it from many different angles. Like, what kind of process do you even go through to make that happen?
We really focused on, I think, websites of the past. You get so focused on how do we have this thing stand out in search? And you get really obsessed around keywords and how can we make sure we turn up for certain results? And you forget about the user. You get a little too caught up on some of the metrics and the numbers of, hey, if we can rank for this, we're going to get a lot of traffic. That was part of our thinking, our strategy, but we really obsessed on, okay, thinking about ESOP partners and your audience, who are these key personas? And we did quite a bit of interrogation of your team of wanting to know, what are those questions you hear in the sales process? And I think it helped too. We have firsthand experience going through an ESOP journey ourselves. Because we weren't always an employee-owned company, there was questions we had. So we put ourselves in that seat, and that was fundamental to the way we structured content, the way we wanted to guide people through the site. And it's just really fulfilling to hear from your direct audience that they recognize that and feel that it helps them on that journey. That's the biggest compliment and win for our team is we don't care about design awards and getting the most traffic. We care about business results. And hearing that it helped them on their journey, that's just a big win for ESOP partners and for wider group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think not only has it brought more interest in the form of leads, but it's brought better leads. It's, in a sense, given us credibility before we've even met our prospect.
Yeah.
And gives us a big leg up when it comes time to educate them.
And we've seen some incredible results. We have a case study linked in the show notes for this episode, highlighting these results. But you know, it was great to see about a 300% increase year over year in MQLs. But what we get even more excited about is the 900% increase in SQL, so sales qualified leads.
So here's what I can tell you: mm-hmm. Our goal was a 20% increase in consultations.
Yep,
that's what we would consider success.
That was a key metric.
Yep.
With the new site.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie to you. My expectations went up a little bit when I went to the conference and people were talking about our website.
Yeah.
Right. But our actual results were a 55% increase in consultations.
Yeah. And that exceeded what we thought.
So that those results were proof of a very good investment. Right.
Yeah.
And that the project was 100% successful. And the cool part is we've sustained those results. It wasn't a one-time thing. I mean, this website is built to last.
Yeah.
And it's functioning very, very well. So we continue to be very happy.
Well, Eric, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. This is a fantastic episode and story to tell. I think a lot of lessons that our listeners can take away. And hopefully they get introduced to the concept of an ESOP depending on their role in the company, and consider that maybe in the future or now if they're looking as a way to exit their business. So
thanks for having me, Frank, and thanks for everything that you and your team have done for us as a company and individuals, especially what you've done with our website. So www.esoppartners.com, that's where you'll find our one-stop ESOP blog and all the content we've been talking about.
And thanks to ESOP Partners as our ESOP administration partner and ongoing consultant with our own ESOP. So it's been a great partnership both ways to help each other grow as a business.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on the Changeover Podcast. Remember to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Wired.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know what you'd like to hear about next time by messaging Wired Group on social media. Thanks for listening.